Well, good morning. I'm Pat Feldball, and with me is my regular guest, Tim Clark, head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. Welcome to Press Pass again, Tim.
Well, thank you, Pat. It's great to be with you, as always.
So I understand you are heading off to the Big Apple soon.
At the end of the month, in fact, we're heading out to the Producers Guild of America, the PGA. Each year in New York, they do sort of an East Coast version of kind of a seminar called Produced By. And this year, Tina Fey and Harvey Weinstein will be there presenting and so forth. And we're using that as a place to pitch sort of younger, more independent producers, filmmakers, to the virtues of shooting here in Western New York. We're hoping that this is fertile ground for us. You know, we have a great incentive here in Western New York, so we feel that we should be talking about it more to them, trying to get them to come a little further upstate to shoot their projects. But also, we have a lot of great, giant, iconic locations here in Western New York that we all often take for granted. We all know about them, the train station and our waterfront and those kinds of things. But we want to tell others about them as well.
It brings up another topic, the whole idea of locations here in Western New York and the idea of searching for them. How does one organize a search?
Well, I'll tell you, it's funny you ask, because it truly is like a scavenger hunt. And I get to, in this job, it's kind of fun, actually. I get to see some of the craziest locations. I meet some, you know, very interesting people, but I get to see some very, very interesting locations as well. But we're always on the hunt for more unique sort of things of Buffalo. And it's, you know, it's these little nuggets that I, you know, end up discovering every time we go out on a scout. You know, our director of operations, Rich Wall, very often, you know, goes out and takes photographs and scouts, you know, for particular movies that are coming to town. But even he, you know, there will tell you that, you know, hey, we've got a great new location that we stumbled on. You know, maybe it's a tunnel, maybe it's a, you know, kind of a different looking house of some sort. You know, maybe it's, you know, just some very, very unique location that maybe a homeowner might know about, or a neighborhood might know about. But, you know, other than that, it's often secretive. So we like to know about those things because we get so many unusual requests.
Well, now there are several events coming up here in Western New York in the next couple of weeks to a couple of months, and at least one of them has a kind of an unusual request.
Yeah, in fact, we're scouting a little later this week for lighthouses, and we were contacted by a filmmaker who's making a movie about an event that takes place at a lighthouse. And so, you know, there are several of them along the Great Lakes, many of them actually, but three in particular they're sort of zoned in on in this region, and you know, I think it'll be an interesting sort of, well, thank you, Pat. It's great to be with you as always. A scout. And again, it's just kind of these places that we get to look at that sometimes the public doesn't often get to see except on special occasions. But we get to take these filmmakers into these places and see if it'll work for their movie. So we're zoned in on the Dunkirk Lighthouse and 30 Mile Point up in Niagara County, and then also over the one over by Fort Niagara in Youngstown.
Well, thanks, Tim. I think we're out of time for this morning, but I want to thank you for stopping by.
Well, thank you, Pat. It's great to be with you as always.
My guest is Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. I'm Pat Feldball for WBFO's Press Pass.